What's up, everyone out there in Fandango land? My name is Eric Davis. I am a contributing editor here at Fandango, and joining me, as always this week, is Sean O'Connell, who is also a contributor here at Fandango, and we're going to talk Spring Break forever. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Eric. This is a title that I'm really surprised at the amount of buzz that it's generating. Because it's been around for a little while. It played at Venice, you know, last fall. It played in Toronto. It kind of went off the radar. But that South By screening just put it smack dab on people's radars. And I think when it opened in limited release in New York and L.A., the word of mouth, you know, continued to be really strong, with people saying that it's just sort of this surreal movie-going experience. And so didn't the studio decide to you know, increase the number of theaters that it's coming into this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, and that's why we're talking about it. The film we're talking about, of course, is Spring Breakers. For those who haven't seen it, my little Spring Break is a ploy that's comes throughout the film in James Franco's character, who a lot of people are talking about. And yeah, it made a bunch of money on only a few screens last weekend. And the studio said, you know what? Hey, we're just going to break this out, and it's going to be on 1,000 screens this weekend. And yeah, we have three new wide releases coming out that we'll talk about in another segment. But this movie is going to be on 1,000 screens. It, you know, on paper, it looks just like some fun, hip, you know, spring break kind of throwback. Here's what it's like to be on spring break. We have Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez. And I think there are a lot of kids and teens that are going to be like, hey, you know, now this is playing by me. I want to go see it. It looks like it's going to be, you know, fun and like an MTV kind of spring break movie.
Right.
And the film isn't that. And it is that, I think, in a lot of respects. So I wanted to have a conversation on, is this movie worth seeing? And if it is worth seeing, then who should be seeing it and who will enjoy it? Because I think there is a certain audience that may find a film like this attractive on paper, like I said, and then they're going to go see it and be like, what is this?
right.
And so let's have that conversation, and let's start with, is this worth seeing?
God, even that answer, you know, is really tough to give, because it comes with so many other built-in clauses of right off the bat. If I had to say yes or no, I'd say yes, because I do think it's an entertaining, you know, piece of pop filmmaking that speaks very much to a generation right now that, you know, probably grew up on those MTV spring break shows where they would take the cameras into places like Fort Lauderdale or, you know, outside of the Texas beaches. And it was just bikinis and, you know, these overblown games where, you know, people were running along the beaches and doing all these different things. But it also mixes in sort of the Girls Gone Wild, you know, late at night. You've got Joe Francis, you know, pitching these debauchery videos, and it mashes all of them together into this story of these college kids that just want to experience something different, and they're willing to push the envelope, you know, to get to where they're going. And I think what people don't realize is that there's a second half to this movie that's so dark and really, really demented. And I think that's where it might start to isolate people who think that they're getting into a really fun kind of, you know, not like a Porky's type, you know, movie where it's just straight, you know, TNA from start to finish, but it takes a really, really dark turn and tries to say something interesting about, you know, the dark underbelly of people who live their lives this way.
Yeah, it's like I think of it as like this ADD fueled kind of fever dream. And somebody said, you know, there are a couple of Britney Spears songs used in the movie in creative ways. And somebody said on Twitter yesterday that the film, sometimes if you think of it as a Britney Spears fever dream, like Britney Spears fell asleep somewhere and had this dream, and the dream is this film, it may make a little bit more sense. But yeah, it's it kind of mashes a bunch of stuff up, and, you know, it has this first half, which is, you know, a lot of boobs, a lot of butts, a lot of bikinis coming off, and a lot of, you know, a lot of kids drinking and doing all kinds of just debaucherous things. And then boom, it splits, and they meet this James Franco character who's like this gangsta rapper, gangsta with an A, And he kind of takes them on a different course through this kind of seedy underbelly of Florida, of what's happening, you know, opposite spring break. And
really, the film, wouldn't you say the film's worth seeing even just to see Franco's performance?
I think this movie is worth seeing just for, you know, at least for James Franco's performance. I joked yesterday that he's already getting text from studio executives who now want to do a spin-off origin story for his character. Right. Because he is a character and he is a marketable character. He's a character that will sell this movie. And yeah, I mean, it's a film that's very much an experimental art piece, as much as it is talking about this culture. And I think it's this specific sort of quote unquote Britney Spears culture, you know, this kind of shake my boobs and dance and have fun and do this and just no worries and do whatever we want. But at the same time, you know, these girls, they run around like it's a video game, like it's a movie. And they kind of approach life that way, that nothing can happen to us because we're so overexposed on pop culture and media and movies that we're kind of predisposed to think that nothing can ever happen to us, that we're bulletproof. And that's sort of the mentality of teenagers, I think, since the Britney Spears era.
Now, you came out of this screening and you actually referred to the movie as an assault. We're both parents. Would you let your kids go see it?
Yeah, and that's an interesting conversation. Speaking to parents that have teenagers, these are teenagers that are going to say, "Hey, mom and dad, we want to go see Spring Breakers this weekend. Can you drop us off at the movie theater?" And you know, it's a hard film to say you can go see it, but to a, you know, I think look. This film, if it does anything, it may even scare your teenager away from going to spring break. I think teenagers point. Grow up and they think of spring break as this sort of this first dream vacation as a teenager, you know, before you kind of grow up and you want to go and explore different parts of the world. Spring break is your first dream vacation because you hear of other kids growing up and going to spring break and it's crazy. You could do whatever you want. You're not at your parents anymore. You can drink and you can go to the beach. And it's just like this mecca of like heaven for teens. But Spring Breakers, the movie, shows a very kind of scary side of spring break that if I was 13, 14, 15 watching this movie, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to go on spring break now.
Yeah, I think they'd all feel like Selena Gomez's character, who pretty early on realizes this isn't what she bargained for and wants to get out of there and does. In fact, I was surprised at how you know, she's in it for a decent amount of time, but she's definitely not in it for as long as I thought. And I think that she represents a lot of people who do go on these trips and realize that they're in over their heads because it's not what they're prepared for. And so I'm kind of glad that they included that angle in this film.
Exactly. And a lot of people will look and say, oh, well, it's just a movie. But, you know, one thing about Harmony Korine, he's an experimental filmmaker and he likes to kind of improvise and he likes to put his characters in situations. I mean, when they shot this film, they literally went to spring break. They literally walked into parties, walked into situations, said, "Hey, can we just film?" And they were like, "Yeah." And they just filmed they filmed stuff right there. I mean, they would walk into the middle of a spring break party and drop these girls right in there.
That's insane.
And film. And so, I mean, what you're seeing is spring break. This is really spring break. These aren't 1,000 extras in the middle of January filming, you know, make-believe spring break scenes. This movie is spring break.
No, and even when things get very violent, the one thing I'll say about Spring Break, and it's got a ton of style in the way that it's told, but I always felt that it was believable. I never really thought that it pushed the envelope too far past the point of where I checked out and thought, okay, well, now we're into fantasy land. This couldn't happen. All the bad things that happen to these characters, and a lot of bad things do happen to them, I never didn't believe that they couldn't happen.
No, this is a completely believable movie. James Franco's character is based on a very real rapper who is very much like James Franco is in this movie. I imagine that he has stories that are similar to this. You know, that you have these girls, these kids that come down for spring break, and they get lost in this kind of imaginary world where, yeah, you feel like invincible. You feel like you can do anything because you're away from your parents and you're away from home and you're very impressionable. And, you know, after you've been drinking and boozing and doing whatever you want for a couple of days, now all of a sudden, what can we do now? Let's get guns. Let's go crazy, you know, because we can do anything we want.
Right.
And yeah, and so I think the film, it's very smart in that way. I mean, I walked out of Spring Breakers and I was like, I didn't like that movie. And then I started liking more and more and more about it because I feel like on so many different levels, it just speaks about a generation. It speaks about this mythological place called Spring Break. These girls put in performances that are really interesting. And I think that it's a film. Yeah, it's worth seeing. It's worth.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point because I think a lot of people are going to go. This is the first title this year that there's a real curiosity about it, and it's word of mouth and positive reviews and just the buzz coming out of the festivals that's going to drive people to it. It might not be the trailers. It might not be the, you know, the cast. Although I think initially the draw was let's go see these Disney Channel girls, you know, trying to grow up and try really more adult material. But I think a lot of people are going to come out of it and feel the way that you did. They're going to be like, I didn't like that. That was junk. I didn't care for what they were trying to do, but it's going to stick with a lot of people. Cause I kind of felt the same way. I was like, I was really plugged into the experience of seeing it with that group at South by, but I thought if you go see it on a Sunday afternoon and you're like one of five people in the theater, it might not play quite the same way. It won't have that energy to it. But I do think the more that you think about it in days after you see it, it really does resonate with people.
It does. It definitely resonates. It's resonated with me tremendously in the days since I've seen it. And I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're saying, look, should I go see it? It's not. If you're looking at it thinking that this is just like a spinoff of like an MTV Spring Break movie, it's not. It's different. It's almost like this extended Fever Dream music video that doesn't exactly have the kind of narrative you would expect from a typical movie. You're not going to be able to invest in these characters like you would a typical movie. It's just sort of just this kind of montage of an experience, and if you go into it kind of thinking along those terms, then try to enjoy it for what it is. And I did, yeah, I did call it an assault because it does assault you with visuals and music and, you know, ludicrous acts, sexual acts and stuff of that nature and violence. And so it does assault you on a lot of different levels. But if you appreciate sort of experimental movies and you want to see what Spring Break is really like.
Well, and you'll be quoting James Franco for weeks too. You'll finally understand what all the jokes on Twitter are, you know, with all the Franco lines that people have been quoting ever since these festival screenings.
Exactly. So should you go see Spring Breakers? I say see it, Sean.
Yeah, I say see it also. And we've sort of gone over our reservations as to, you know, to hopefully set up your expectations so that they're not, you know, too far one way or too far the other. But I think we both say it's definitely something you need to sort of see on the big screen.
Yeah, and if you're a parent and your kid is dying to see this movie and you have some reservations, then think of it this way. This movie may actually scare your kids away from going to Spring Break. So yes. So you have a chance of getting – and if anything, you know, because if I was a parent and I had a teenage – kid that wanted to go see this, you know, this does show you Spring Break as it is. And so at least kids will know what they're getting into when they go down there. Yeah,
it's not a Disney movie and it's not Oz the Great and Powerful, believe me.
It's definitely not, but it's worth seeing. Sean, thank you very much.
All right, sounds good.